Experiences are what people love the most about travel. Viator is a website and app where you can book travel experiences like hiking Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania or enjoying the views while cruising on a catamaran in the Caribbean. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures. With over 300,000 bookable experiences in 190 countries, there's something for everyone. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. When you book a travel experience with Viator, there's always flexibility and support with free cancellation, payment options, and 24/7 service. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10. That's VIATOR10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. One app, over 300,000 travel experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
This is Young and May. And I want to give a big shout out to Homegrown Radio. Let's get it. Ooh.
The all-new Real 92.3 Homegrown Radio. You know we bring radio back to its roots. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Hit.
Yes, sir.
And hey, Young M.A. in the building with us right now. Hey, man, you know what? It's funny. We were just leaving this party the other day. Shout out to homie DJ Artistic. And the folks.
Artistic, hella ugly
for
people that
don't know. For the record.
Hella ugly.
But yeah, one of your records came on, and you know, folks was vibing to it or whatever. And somebody was like, yo, that's young M.A. And they were asking, yo, because I told them, I was like, yeah, we're going to be interviewing her soon. Right. It was like, yo, it's a young my, young M.A. So yeah. Is that abbreviation for something?
People always fuck that up, huh?
Yeah, nah, I mean, it was Young Ma at one point. Okay. But I had to change it because it's other Ma's.
Gotcha,
you
gotcha.
You know what I mean? So that's the only reason. It ain't, you know what I mean? It ain't really no big, you know, thing behind it.
No but, story behind it.
Yeah, there's no story behind it. But yeah, so it's Young M.A. You know what I mean? I refer, you know, I want people to refer to me as that so they just won't get no confusion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you type me up, you know what I mean? Either way, my name still come up now
because
I'm popping now.
Yeah. Right?
So, she like it, you know what I'm saying?
She ain't lying, though, seriously, because like, you taking over the East, obviously. You taking over just underground shit. But like, a lot of times when shit happens out here, like I said, when somebody recognized, I was like, damn. You know, she's like, yeah, man, she popping, she on her shit. So I want to congratulate you on that too.
Thanks, man.
Just for taking over your shit and then being able to pop, you know, in other different markets, man. And, you know, what's going on out here in LA, man? What you doing out here?
Business, man. I can't really tell y'all exactly.
You.
You know what I mean? But definitely business. Definitely trying to, you know, expand myself. So you know what I mean? It's, you know, ain't no place to come to, you know, LA.
You know, what's dope is that a lot of artists don't do that. A lot of artists don't. They don't come out here. They don't fuck around. They don't. You know what I mean? Like, make the rounds. Like, as many places you can go, go. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's dope that, like, when you see artists from other regions, especially like when they come out here, me and him from here. Like, we born and raised in LA. You from you from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, do artists go to Brooklyn? Do artists come to New York like they come out here, or do you notice that people kind of favor like LA more?
I never even thought of it like that.
Because I know for a fact that when you make it, you got to go to New York.
Right,
but
right,
I'm talking
right.
about just how you get on, you on your own things, on your own dime, just like, I'm going. Yeah.
New York is like, I don't know, I don't really see too many people like going on the come up, coming to New York to make they, you know what I mean, they buzz.
Right.
So, because one thing about New York, man, New York don't really have like places where you can, you know, throw an event and, you know, everybody come to this certain spot. We probably got like one or two of those spots, you know what I mean? Like, everything else is like the Barclays Center.
Yeah,
you know,
it's big business.
But it's not, everything else is like the strip clubs. It's like little local, you know what I mean? But we don't have like you know, like, what's that word I'm looking for? Like
a scene.
Yeah,
so
like
what's the spot that you sold out, though?
On Webster Hall.
Webster,
that's like
Hall,
one,
so
of
that's
them.
One of, okay.
Right, and with the SOBs, okay. That's another one. And Babies All Right, that was another spot too, but it still was a small venue. Yeah. It wasn't like SOBs and Webster Hall. You
got
know what
you,
I mean?
Got
but
you.
Those is like the only two.
Right.
You feel me?
I didn't think about that. You, now that you right. mentioned it, those are the only places that I remember.
Right,
hear
and then,
say.
You know, Long Island is like New York, but it's like separate. You know what I mean? So you can't really count too much of Long Island because it ain't the city.
Got you.
But, you know, it ain't really, you know what I mean? It ain't really.
So you guys don't have
venues.
House of Blues out there?
We don't got a fucking House
well,
of Blues.
Well, I know House of Blues is done now, but I'm just saying, like, you guys didn't have
we
a
got,
House
of
Or is that kind of like the equivalent of SOBs?
We got
SOBs okay. and
BB Kings.
BB Kings, that's
okay.
one.
Yeah, BB Kings.
Gotcha.
I forgot
gotcha.
About BB Kings. Yeah, BB Kings, that's another. But that's it, though.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean? It ain't.
Damn, so
yeah.
I see why you would have to go touch different markets
yeah,
to kind of
yeah,
make
you
your rounds.
Yeah.
Damn.
Now, you know what? The first chance I got, the first taste I got of Young Ma. Young M.A., right?
Like you're messing up.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I just, because y'all said that, that's the first time I ever said that out loud. But, like, the first chance, ever I ever heard of you was the Chirac freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, a year or two ago.
Yeah,
two years ago. That was 2 years ago. And I sent it, I'm not bullshitting you. This is, like, everybody know I keep it real. Like,
right.
I sent it to one of my OG homies, in, like, in the hood. And he hit me back, and this is exactly what he said. He said, "That bitch hard."
That's basically how it be.
I was like, right. I said, because I saw it on somebody sent me the link or something,
right,
and like,
YouTube,
yeah, because I just you know, like, we known for all the up and coming stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm like, I'm looking, and they know, like, I'm looking for the new, what's the new shit.
Right.
So I'm looking, and the video come across, and I'm looking at the video, and then I mean, after you rap, it's like Rail or somebody came
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I'm just. And I kept rewinding to your shit, and I'm like, damn. Like,
yeah,
that's
man.
Probably the hardest shit I've heard in 2 years.
Yeah. Right.
On some gutter
freestyle. Right.
Just we just gonna pull out the camera and shoot this shit.
Right.
What the fuck? Like, what? Where'd you get that from? Like, I mean, I know you write your own shit,
right?
But where did you get that from? Like, is that something? Like, you were. It seemed like you were pissed off.
Yeah.
Like, you wasn't, nobody was taking you serious, or like, what was
yeah,
the inspiration behind it?
Just exactly how you said it, man. Just basically, you know, it's crazy because that was one of the freestyles where it was like fluent. Like, I could have kept going. Like, mm-hmm. I was zoned out. I was blacking out when I wrote to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just like something that I was like, yo, it's just everything just coming off the mind. It was
yeah,
letting
yeah.
go. Yeah. In a while, I haven't had that in a while. So that was one of the freestyles where I could have went on for the whole 5-6 minutes,
right.
You know what I mean? But it was definitely just, you know, a lot of frustration, you know what I mean? Even, and definitely, you know, just trying to get in, you know, get people to see who I am
mm-hmm.
and understand me and you know, losing my brother, of course, and
right.
just, you know, just a bunch of, you know, personal stuff and just basically.
It seemed like a lot of that stuff was personal.
Yeah.
Like, if you kept saying people, I don't know who the hell they were,
yeah,
but I'm like, okay,
to
I'm not
haters.
Fucking with him. I'm not fucking with
yeah, you know what I mean? The haters, you know, you got haters out there. You got people that, you know, judge you. It's just a lot, but that was just one of the records, like one of those beats you had to go in.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
Because everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to do that first.
You
but
weren't going to do
I wasn't going to do that beat at
so
first.
So did
no.
you write to it, or you wrote the bars and then put it to the...
What you mean?
Like, you wrote to the beat, or you already had the bars and you was like, I'm going
to
do it.
Oh, no, I wrote to the beat.
Oh,
I wrote
okay.
to the beat, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just like the flow of it. Like, I already knew. Once I got the tempo, once I got that first line down, it was like, that was it now. Now it's just, yeah,
now.
I'm going now. Take off.
It's funny because a lot of times, like you just mentioned how... You kind of went off because, you know, folks was not taking you serious,
right.
whatever the case may be. But a lot of times that shit becomes fluid when you let go.
Right.
Talk about, like, having less resistance but still trying to prove people wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people, they get in their own way trying to do something,
right.
trying to do something. And then I noticed that a lot of people's story, they say the same thing. They're like, man, once I just sat back and just did me, then that's when everything kind of like
yeah,
just started coming.
That's exactly what it was. Like, you know what I mean? Once I got comfortable with just speaking how I feel,
yeah.
you know what I mean, on the music, not really caring if people feel away if I talk about, you know, this or that. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Once I got to that point, it was just like, you know, it's like, all right, like, music is my therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, it's my way of expressing myself because I don't talk about my problems.
Yeah.
I ain't, you know, I had psychiatrists and all that, but I wasn't really going like
what
that.
What were you in therapy for?
Losing my brother.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
That.
Plus, yeah, and then plus I had a lot of anger issues and all that, so it was just, you know, just basically
so
trying
to...
So
don't fuck with you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a real to myself type of person. Like, it's hard for me to basically trust people and kind of interact with people I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, with the music, I got to do it now. Yeah, but, yeah. You know, before all this, I was always, like, standoffish. Like, if I ain't know you like that, I had to observe you. I had to really analyze you first and make sure, you know what I mean? All right. What's up?
You so the cameras and all that is new to you.
Yeah.
That's why, because now with the audience now, you have obviously worldwide exposure. People that are listening to you all over the place, not just your folks, or just people that you run into on the street. Like, how did you make that adjustment knowing that, okay, I'm gonna like now open up and get this shit off to a worldwide audience?
I don't know. I can't even tell you. Like, I'm just going with the flow right now. Like, I know this is something I've asked for. I'm gonna say that.
Right.
I asked for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just gotta deal with it.
What's your least favorite part so far of it? Of the music aspect?
I ain't gonna lie, it's a lot of male groupies, man.
Word. So yeah, what you mean, man, like, dudes hitting you up?
And it could be, don't get me wrong, like, guys can show their respect and be like, yo, you know, I fucks with your music or whatever the case. But when you go like above and beyond, you jump in front of the girls and be like, yo, you know, like, just corny, throwing your phone out when I'm, you know, not looking. Yeah. You just like, yeah, I'm with Young and May right now, and I ain't paying you no mind.
Like, damn, what are you doing, like, dog?
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Throw that word day one in real quick.
Yeah, like, yo, I know her. I know her. We about to go to the studio. We about to work on the joint. Bro, and I ain't even looking at your camera, bro. What you talking about?
So who's the family member or the person from the neighborhood that came out the woodwork? That just came out of nowhere, and they day one fam. Who's that person?
Who? Person?
Yeah.
People.
This is multiple.
Who are some of those people? Like, is it aunties?
I got some cousins that I barely wasn't cool with. From, you know what I mean?
They
growing up, I ain't really know them. I ain't grow up knowing you like that. Probably still got family reunions. Yeah. But that's about it.
They find pictures like, remember when Thanksgiving? Like, the fuck you talking about?
Yo, you so accurate. Like, it's crazy.
And don't let it be, because in social media make it that much more crazy. They can tag
exactly.
you.
Like, exactly, they tag you.
Day one, we was here.
Right, social media don't help at all, man. Make it really seem like, oh, that is your cousin. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, definitely cousins.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, I'm going to say, like, old
situations.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just people want clout, man.
What
I wouldn't say exes. No, I wouldn't say exes too much. Like, my exes ain't really on it.
They
like,
don't have
you
like that.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck. You burnt them bridges.
I think it's because, it's because they know how I am. So they know they can't even do no corny shit like
that. They're not going to get back.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because, period.
Uh-oh.
That's crazy. So, I mean, you obviously are real open about your relationship with it's still your ex, right? Or is
I ain't gonna call him my ex because we on good terms. You know what I mean?
So it's just
not together.
Got you. But
define that. What the fuck does that mean?
We're not together.
That sounds simple to me.
I don't want to say, you know, usually kind of ex kind of mean like
it's over. Like
it's
no
over.
Yeah,
like it's like that, okay, you ex out of the equation.
Put it this way. Would she pick you up and drop you off at the airport?
Yeah. But she don't know how to drive.
Y'all good then.
She don't got her license yet. So.
What I'm
you
saying,
just basically, I know.
Yeah, you know how that shit go, and I gotta go to LA.
Find
your own way.
Yeah, I think if she, you know, had a license, she would make that happen. Yeah. It's like, you know what I mean, we have our arguments, but we still acquaint. Like, we make sure we have each other back at the end of the day.
Okay, that's the reason why I'm asking, because you're very open with what happened with the situation, mm-hmm. and just me, I'm always trying to analyze the situation. It seemed like you would want the situation to be a little better, but at the same time, like you were just describing, like you kind of push people away, you don't really let people in,
right.
You know, so that may kind of harbor the situation from healing itself.
Right.
I would think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, did the industry kind of have a play into why you guys kind of took apart? Was it a situation that happened prior to all this?
It's the music.
I don't think it's the music. I think it's the attention. I think my attention not being focused so much on the relationship anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, things around me are starting to change, so I have to focus on these things more. So we can't blame anything else but us.
Right.
You understand? And how we react to it. We can't blame nothing else around us. It's just it's all part of adapting to something.
Gotcha.
And if you can't adapt to it, then it ain't gonna work out.
Last question about the relationship, then we're gonna move on. Yeah. Are you the crazy one or is she crazy?
Both.
So both y'all
crazy.
Both.
What's on? What's on?
Checking it out like hell yeah.
What sign are you?
I'm an Aries.
And what sign is she?
Oh,
she a Virgo. Okay.
My boy is an Aries. It's all bad. I know Aries girls are just, they be fighting in the club, hitting bitches with bottles.
Oh, man. Listen, that, you can't speak for all Aries, right, man. Nah, it's I'm an April thing. Aries. Maybe they're March Aries.
Nah, they April Aries. Nah, you ain't gonna wiggle out of that.
Now, one thing, too, also, man, you've gotten a lot of praise from the OGs, man, on the East, man, in New York, man, specifically, like, you know, Jadakiss and somebody you looked up to, 50 Cent. What I really want to know is, what are them bars that 50 Cent broke down to you when you had that meeting with him?
You know what's crazy? Because 50, he kind of talked in, like, metaphors. Mm.
So it's up to you to figure out the puzzle.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes him, I guess, smart. You know what I mean? Because you have to be a person to understand to understand what he's saying.
Gotcha.
And if you don't, then you just don't matter.
You asked out.
You understand what I'm saying? Nah. So it's like you really had to just really like kind of like comprehend everything he said and really think about it. Like, oh, okay.
Now was the dots connecting while you were there? Did a couple things like. Yeah. After you got like on the ride, I'm like, damn, okay.
I'm going to say that. Like, I caught on to it, but then when I left, like, it was like, you know what I mean? Like, I get where he was going with it. You know what I mean? I get what he was saying with it. He just wasn't, like, straight, direct to the point.
Not going
to
give you the jewel.
Yeah, he's not
going to.
Yeah,
out.
It's basically, you know, he preparing you for that. You know what I mean?
That's got to be amazing, man, because they always say you don't want to meet. Or it's a 50-50 thing when you meet the person you look up to the most.
I
you know.
Know
what I'm saying? And for you to actually meet somebody that you looked up to and it be everything
actually,
what you wanted.
Exactly. I just said that. Like, when I seen him, when I met him, he was exactly how I pictured him as a kid. Yeah. Like, same height. Yeah. You know what I mean? Same look, same weight, everything. Like, you know what I mean?
Crazy.
And it just was like, yo, like, this is really the 50 Cent I always pictured, you know, as a kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But to have a conversation with him, it's like he was trying to tell me something, but not trying to, you know, basically say it. He just was like, you going to get it, basically.
Gotcha,
like, you
going
to get it eventually. You know what I mean? His industry, da-da-da. Just schooling me on, you know, the industry and how, you know, how I might need to move. And, you know, basically gave me a compliment by saying I remind him of his mother.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So that's what caught me the most.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know
that was
feel
just
about
like,
that.
Exactly. So to hear that as somebody that looked up to him as a kid,
right?
To hear that and know his whole story with you know his mom,
he opened about everything.
His moms and grandma,
grandparents.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So that was just like, oh.
So being from New York, now it's been quiet, okay. As far as nationally, for us, it's been like how we quiet for y'all quiet for us.
Right.
You are probably, I mean, Bobby was the one that came out here.
Davies is smashing too.
That's true. Yeah, Davies is smashing.
I'm talking about
you know what I'm saying? Like with the whole everything.
Right.
You independent.
Right.
Now, being the quote unquote chosen one from New York.
Right.
Okay. Everybody's stamping you.
Right.
Everybody. My boy Self put the word in for you.
Yeah.
Like everybody fuck with you.
Right.
What is that? Is that a lot of pressure for you? Or do you feel like, do you take that? Or do you like, nah, I'm just doing me? Like, Do you feel like there was a void in New York?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely take that, you know what I mean? Because this is something I've been banging at the door at for the longest, like letting y'all know, like, yo, I'm trying to bring this city up.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I guess I had to give them one of my, you know, nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
And, you know, wake the city up. Like, oh, y'all thought it was a game.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me knocking, so now I'm about to kick the door down.
Yeah. And when you dropped the sleepwalking, I listened to I forgot what the name of the song was. It was a freestyle over the it was one of the songs. I forgot. There's a feature on there. His name is Mr. Man.
Oh, that was Her Love. That's an actual song. Yeah,
okay.
That's an actual record.
Cause I know that that's why I was gonna ask you. Why is there actual, it's like two or three of them. What is it, one or two records on there, the actual songs?
No, it's like
six,
half and half.
I'm talking about the ones with him.
Oh, no, it's only one with him.
It's one with him. Okay, why that one? Like, because I was listening to it, and I'm like, okay, freestyle. And then it was like, song. And I was like, okay, that stood out to me. Like, did you do that intentionally, or did you have some freestyles?
No, it was like, oh, hold on, I'm trying to figure out where you're going with it. Because I know I had the first song, well, the intro, and then I had Quiet Storm. That's a freestyle.
10 bands.
The next is a song.
It
went back and forth.
I'm saying, what was the, like, why? Because there's not that many features on there.
Oh, so you're basically saying why that one? You
why that was? Who's what's the significance of that person?
Oh well, he's actually related to my manager, but that's how we like got connected because he sings, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And I needed a singer for the record. I wanted a God singer, but I didn't want nobody that was lit. I didn't really care for that.
Yeah.
Like I just needed somebody.
Because that's
just
why I was asking because I noticed that a lot of people come out and they do hella features.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But your shit, like even on Ooh.
Right.
Ooh, I didn't say it right.
No, you. No.
Ooh,
how's
the proper enunciation of that shit?
Ooh,
okay. Ooh, it's more of a sound.
Yeah, it's all like right. Ooh.
All right, so even on that, it's no like. I mean, it's just you.
Yeah, it's just me.
Like, do you do that intentionally, or are you like you just kind of antisocial still? You still ain't warmed up to the industry.
He antisocial still. That's why you weak.
I know.
There.
That's why you laughing. I'm
he
looking at the manager, and I'm like, yo, she's antisocial.
Because, man,
I'm looking at the
that's
tape.
That's part of her knocking on that door. Like, look,
yeah,
I'm gonna do this shit.
Yeah,
and
I just wanted people to understand, like. I'm not even going to say as a female because I don't want to put that title on it. I just want to just say as me, you know what I mean? As me being an artist and, you know, an entertainer, I felt like I didn't want to have somebody make me hot.
Got you. That's why I was
going
with
it. So if we go back to female, if we want to say female, I don't want nobody to feel like I needed a guy on a record or somebody to make me hot.
That's where I was going with it.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like I had to do this on my own.
That's crazy because if you look at it like that's what it is. If you look at every female in the game, you always pair them to a dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I commend you on that.
That's why I was asking if you did that intentionally because that's why it stood out to me. I'm like, okay, it's like one, two features on here.
And not even intentionally. It was just me, like antisocial, like you said. I ain't gonna lie, a little antisocial, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just me being in my zone and just like really focusing on getting myself out there, not really too worried about who can make me hot or who hot right now that I can, you know, F with or whatever the case may be. So I got in my zone like I've always been since a kid, writing my own music.
Yeah.
You know, not really thinking about, if I do get big, I'm going to have this person on my song. Like, I never thought like that. I always thought as a kid, I'm going to be hot because I'm going to be hot. Just me, being me, period.
Mm-hmm. Period.
You know what I mean? So
I fuck with that.
That stuck with me. You understand? That stuck with me. I didn't really care too much about putting a guy on my mixtape that wasn't on. Like, even my DJ on there, he's not even like big, you know what I mean? But he just has that demeanor and that sound about
punch.
Him that'll make your joint sound crazy. He don't even gotta have a big name. Now I'm gonna give you a big name.
Yeah.
You understand? Let's work together, let's build.
So it's more of an in-house thing.
It's an in-house thing.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
That red life, man. You gotta know about that red
life. Right, that red
man.
Life. You gotta build, man. You see how Jay-Z did it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And well, that kind of brings me to my next question. I mean, I know you out here having meetings,
right.
Getting situations right. So for you,
G14 classified.
What would be that situation? Well, first of all, before we even say that,
right.
The independent game is so strong. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are successful at that and kind of making their own blueprint with that.
Right.
Is there a perfect situation for you that you see like that would make you want to sign, or are you content still kind of building the way you're building and building your own brand up with Red
Light? Yeah, we definitely still building. Nobody's really saying anything different than what we're already doing.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're basically just trying to hear everybody out, you know, that has an offer, and we're trying to see if anybody's going to basically say something different to put us in a better position and continue to build from, you know what I mean, where we're at. Exactly. So, like, right now, we're basically in a position to compete with other labels. Like, that's what we trying to do. Like,
right.
That's where our mental is at. Like,
right.
we not setting no goals on, okay, let's do this. Like, no goals is being set. We're just going.
Going, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's no stopping. Like, well, like I said, like, I don't set a goal because of setting a goal is like you're planning to stop.
Mm.
You're planning to stop somewhere. You're planning to stand still somewhere. And then it's like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Set a new goal.
Right.
Yeah, that happened to me.
You know, so I feel like when we go, we don't really too much look back on what we did until we really get asked those questions. Like, so, you know, da da da, what have you done? Da da da. And then we can go back and be like, well, we did this. We did do that. You know what I mean? But to me, like, honestly, I don't even feel like I've did anything. Like,
not yet.
No. I don't feel that yet. And that's the hunger.
That's the beautiful part of it.
You know what I mean?
That.
I don't want to stop and
don't
think, like,
that.
Yo, this is what I did.
Don't
because if I lose, right, if I lose that, I'm going to get comfortable and it's a wrap.
Yeah.
I really feel like I ain't do nothing.
Damn.
That's dope. That's a good way to look at it. That's a hella perspective. Now, do you think that you like, what influence do you have? Like, because I know you said 50 Cent, you right. looked up, right? But coming from your neighborhood, like, what are the influences from your neighborhood that influence your music? Is it experience? Is it people?
It's more so experience. Like, I think I'm gonna say more so what really like made me really like just like be on some. I'm going like
because your style is way different.
Yeah.
Than anything I've probably heard out of New York in a while, right. in a long time.
Well, I always was into music. I'm going to say that. Like, I always had a love for music. Like, I never lost that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I always, from a kid to right now, this moment, like, I've always had that love for music. Like, I've studied it. I've studied the industry. Like, I've seen, like, behind the scenes of artists, you know, having interviews. Like, I studied that as a kid. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I really was into that. I was into, like, all the DVDs, the Smack DVDs you get in the hood, yeah. and just paying attention to everything. So now, like, when it's time to like do interviews and stuff, I already know how to handle it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's like good. I didn't study for that.
Yes. Over here, right?
Thank
right.
God but for that.
Growing up, yeah, all that stuck up. With me. Straight you understand? Up. So when people be like, "Yo, it's crazy how you really know how to talk at interviews," like, nah, I didn't study for that. I mean, I didn't like go to a class or something like now and, yeah. and you know, this was like. This is something I studied as a kid.
That's good. Say,
for an antisocial person, you're doing very well.
This is all.
It's not like
of,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank nah, nah, me. Nah.
For sure.
Appreciate it.
I'm out here.
Brooklyn.
Nah, man. this is the business, yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? You gotta be. But don't get me wrong.
It can get there.
Yeah.
It probably just depends on the situation.
It definitely depends on the people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good. Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I ain't gonna lie, I get asked the same questions all the time.
Keep going.
All the time, you know, but I feel like now, like, on this side of town, I feel like I'm okay with it, you know, letting y'all know what it is because y'all ain't really, y'all familiar, but y'all not.
Right, we still getting
exactly.
to know you.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, goddammit, welcome to the West Coast.
Absolutely.
Thank I know you've been out here before and you frequent the area and whatnot.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
your favorite thing about, and we was talking about this before we started, but what's your favorite thing about the West Coast?
West Coast. I like the West Coast because I don't be here. You understand? So when you're not somewhere a lot, definitely, like, come on, like, this is beautiful out here compared to New York. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my city. My city is thorough, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's cluttered, it's everything is on top of each other, you know what I mean? It's like, left and right, it's fast, you know what I mean? You come out here, it's like you can really breathe for a second,
relax,
you know what I mean?
Just
right.
Stretch out.
So, but I never really, I can't even say, like, I like LA, but I can't say I love it yet because I didn't really get the
whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't get the experience yet. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, every time I came out here, it was strictly business.
Got you.
And it was back on the plane, back to New York.
Is it the same situation this time, too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a chance to go eat or nowhere?
I mean, yeah, but come on, man. Fool, like, I'm trying to see where the girl's at. I mean, tonight going to be lit, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm at the One Oak joint.
Mm-hmm. Got you.
So that's going to be my first experience at a club and performing. I never performed out here.
Mm-hmm. Shit, okay.
So I can honestly say this would probably be the time where, you know, I'm kind of popping the cherry out here.
So in a new town, in a new city, when it comes to popping your cherry for performance, right? Are you more excited or nervous?
I say nervous is in a good way, though. You understand
like
what I'm saying?
Like butterflies, like...
Nah, no butterfly. I think the nerves is good nerves. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? I know I'm going to go out there and do my thing. But the only reason the nerves is because... I'm going to say anxious. I don't want to say nervous. Yeah, I'm going to say anxious because I never performed out here yet. So, for me to, like, be like, okay, that's one check I can say I performed in LA.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? So now it's like time to keep going and let's perform some more out here.
Bucket list, boom.
But exactly. So yeah. I ain't going to say nervous. I'm going to say more anxious because I don't be nervous.
Now, I know you have a fond love for Tacoma, Washington, man. Because Tacoma showed you that love on the West Coast and that was the first time you saying it was lit out
there. Shout out to C-Tac.
Yeah, the Red Radar podcast. You were saying that there, man.
Oh, okay.
But I mean that's kind of dope how you would go to a spot, be anxious, not know what's going on, and then they sing all the words to your song. And I know it's got to be an amazing feeling.
And that was crazy. And that was the come up, man. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that was the come up way before. I think this was like when my mixtape, did it drop yet? Did the mixtape? Yeah, it dropped. My mixtape probably dropped like a good week.
Oh, wow.
Before we went out there. Wow, you know what I mean? Damn. So everything was fresh. Like the only thing I really had booming was like the freestyles or whatever the case. So when I went out there and I'm seeing mad people from New York, man, they like, yo, I'm from New York too. I'm like, y'all lit out here. Mm-hmm. And they was on it. Like, I got love. It was like beautiful girls, cute girls. I'm like, yo, like Tacoma, I never heard. Like, I never, you know what I mean? Not to be, you know, disrespectful, but I never heard of Tacoma, Washington. Yeah. And now,
It's on. It's one of them must stops.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We got to go through there.
Show the love to your folks. Now, absolutely. Outside of that, I mean, since social media opens you up worldwide now, what are some areas that's sending you some love that kind of threw you off? Like, damn, I didn't know they fucked with me out there.
Well, one, Tacoma.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to say London. I'm not too surprised with London. Because I know London is like, it's a lot of hip hop heads out there. True. Like, they really love hip hop out there. True. But it was a surprise to me because, like, I never been to London.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, I never touched London. I never did any type of radio or nothing in London. So to get so much feedback from people saying, come to London, come to London, even Toronto, Canada, like, I'm like,
how the hell did
my shit you know what I mean?
There?
Toronto, Canada, I just heard about Africa, right?
Word.
Just heard about Africa.
Damn, you gotta get out there. I still haven't been to Africa.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, tell me how that shit go.
Yeah.
I heard it's hot as a motherfucker.
Right, you know what I mean? So, you know, those is like three areas. I can't even say right now. I know it's like more, but right now I can't even think of that, but yeah, man. Like,
what do you think the temperature or the we were talking earlier about how it was quiet in New York for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that was attributed to? You know, because I'm gonna break it down why I say that, because the West, we went through that same thing,
man,
as well. So I kind of want to get what your perception was and what was going on in New York at that time before things started kind of bubbling.
I ain't gonna lie. It do basically fall back on the DJs and radio. You know what I'm saying? Because they have power and position. You know what I mean? Like the DJs. And, you know, at the radio stations and stuff, they have the power to basically break artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we was just basically going off what was the wave.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. It wasn't really trying to bring people that's basically trying to make a, you know, sound for themselves or a name for themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, from, yeah.
So I'm gonna say that now it's becoming a unity thing, but was calling for that.
Right.
I've been was saying, yo, what up, New York? What's good? You know what I mean? Brooklyn was good. I see promoters in my city, but nobody's booking me. But I'm getting booked here in Connecticut. I'm getting booked here in
other cities.
Cities, Jersey. You know what I mean? But how are you guys like freaking an hour away from each other?
So I mean, I'm sure you would have connections with DJs and promoters and things of that nature. What was their excuse or what was their reasoning for not being able to do it?
I can't even, they ain't never say. It's like now it's becoming like they calling it the new New York now.
Mm.
You understand? And I could appreciate it because that's what we need. Right. So I'm not mad at it.
Ride the wave.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. Only something has happened.
Yeah, about to say, like, now at least y'all getting it now. Like, at least we understanding it now. You know, maybe it was supposed to start in this era right here. Mm-hmm. Maybe this was the time for it to happen, you know? Maybe it was for us to, you know, learn from it, you know what I mean? See what we was doing different and kind of change it. And now let's just bring this wave. Not to say anything against, you know, other artists from, you know, the South or,
absolutely,
you know, Midwest or West Coast or whatever the case. I love all type of music. I don't care. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I feel like as New York City, we should still stick to New York City.
Right.
Just like the South sticks to the South, just like Midwest sticks to Midwest, and just like the West Coast stick to West Coast. I feel like New York was becoming basically like a variety of different things besides New York City.
Jumbo pod, yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? So that was confusing to me because there's a lot of artists in New York City that's really New York City. Like,
absolutely.
We ain't going to sugarcoat it. Let's keep it real. Like, New York City has its own sound.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
So I think we didn't lose it. I'm going to say that. We just wasn't putting it out there.
Right.
Never lost it. That's what I was trying to tell people. We never lost it. It just wasn't getting exposed. Right. It wasn't getting shown.
Platforms.
Right. The platform was gone. And I think it kind of took the OGs to kind of show that too. Like OGs, like 50 Cent and the, you know, the Jay-Z's and the Jada Kisses to really, you know, put that stamp. Like, yo, let's bring this. Like, let's come together. Let's bring the new kids out. Because, you know what I mean? We older than that. We've been through that already. Now it's time to give them that platform. Right. You know what I mean? To become the next Jada Kisses and whatever the case may be. Right. So
I'm glad you said that. Do you think it's the artist's responsibility, or do you think it's something that they should naturally do? Do you think they have a responsibility to pay it forward to the next generation, or do you think that it's just something that's optional?
I think it's just something they should want to do. I just feel like, you know what I mean? Because as like, we should just have unity. Why not?
No, I agree with you. I'm just asking from other people's perspective. Because definitely think that once you get a platform or something like that, it's your responsibility to do something with it.
Right, exactly.
I'm not saying you know.
Right, absolutely.
I'm not saying you're supposed to sign this person.
Right, but you do have a voice.
Right.
You do have a say-so. So, yeah, definitely, that makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes people will hear you, and if you put a stamp on this person, people going to be like, oh, okay, so, you know, this is what it is. All right, cool. You understand what I'm saying? But me, like how I was thinking, I didn't want no stamp from nobody. Right. I didn't want no cosigns.
You had something to prove,
I had something to prove. I was like, listen, y'all ain't got to cosign me. Right. I don't need that.
I'm gonna make
it's my cool.
Way anyway. Yeah.
Right, it's
so
cool.
So the next Young MA mixtape is called Antisocial.
Facts.
I don't know why I brought that up. It's just, like I said, we went through that out here. Like, there was a period of time where it was dry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had artists doing their thing. They were talented, representing the West, had their own sound. But I think a combination of a couple of different things happened. You had the promoters who wouldn't book shows.
Mm.
They were getting shut down because fights were happening or whatever. So they were strictly blocked as to what shows could happen. Then you would have the DJs that wouldn't play shit because the way music was consumed was different. We went from, you know, a whole different system where people are listening to the radio to being consumed online.
Right.
So now people aren't listening to music the same way. So instead of me listening to my favorite song on the radio, I can just get online and listen to MC Whoop the Whoop or whoever.
Right, you know what I'm
saying? So from there, the DJs were saying, well, no, we need some hot music.
Right.
And the artists weren't, they were making hot music, but they weren't making the music to the standard of what the radio DJs wanted or could play.
Exactly.
So I think everybody had their responsibility. And then on top of that, the OGs, I'm not going to say they didn't want to co-sign, but they was like, hey, man, step your game up, little nigga.
Right. That's New York City.
And then, exactly.
That's with the city. But how do you know if that person not stepping their game up or not? You can't.
Right.
Why? Because his music don't sound like what's sounding right now, like whatever's the sound right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it seemed like it was about. It was like, if you wasn't fitting in
with
what was hot, then you wasn't hot.
Yeah. Mm.
You can't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's hot? Whatever's the wave at the moment, so everybody's supposed to sound like that. What happened to being you or sounding different or bringing in a new wave? Or, you know, basically just, I guess, just trying to step out the boundary. Like, yeah, we got this, but we got this too.
Gotcha.
And we got this too. And that's it. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to listen to the same thing if it's being played. It's like being hypnotized.
Right.
If you listening to the radio.
Programming. That's programming
for real. If you listening to the radio, you ain't got to necessarily like the song, but if you hear it so much, you're going to start singing the song.
What did we just say?
We were just talking about
the like, word of the mother. Like,
yeah.
I put on the radio, I hear like some pop song come on, I just start singing it because I done heard it so much on the radio. But I don't even know, you know what I mean? Nothing about the person, you know what I mean? But I feel like when, like with me, I can't even speak for everybody, but I know when I listen to the radio, and if I hear something new or fresh, I'm going to be interested because I know that this is not what the radio is doing right now.
Right.
So it's like, you know, hello.
Yeah.
Let's kind of squeeze that back in and make that happen again.
Right.
Like, what happened to that? Like,
you know, what's funny is that That's how we kind of, that's how our show, our platform started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was no, you know, the radio was doing their thing, but there was literally only one station you can hear your music on. And they weren't
out playing in LA.
They weren't playing a lot of the stuff that was going on. This was pre-YG and, you know,
this before this station
before,
is here.
Before the station was here, too.
Wow.
So we blew up our shit in our bed, in my bedroom at the house. We're like, man, fuck it. If you can't get on the radio, come on to the crib. You know, in England, come hang out. You know what I'm saying? Homegrown radio. We're going to play your shit. It was strictly online, but we blew up a coast from our bedroom. You know what I'm saying? One of the parts we had to play Kendrick Lamar back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So I hear what you're saying. And it's like, but at the same time, we had that responsibility, or we kind of had that same mindset of like, man, you know what? If they're not going to play our shit, we're going to support the motherfuckers anyway.
And we're going to blow our shit up.
Because I'm from here.
Yeah,
man,
I'm from
give
here.
A fuck.
Exactly. You can.
To the artists.
You can. There's nothing wrong with caring.
Exactly, man. So I definitely hear you. Like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to sound how I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep on pushing regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but
absolutely.
I think it is a responsibility for the DJs. Everybody
has
their
role. The DJs, the radio, the OGs.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Everybody have a role.
Everybody have a role, man. Like, not saying, like, okay, let's basically build our sound back and then we can come together. Nobody say we can't come together and make music.
Right. Yeah.
But let's not forget about, you know what I mean? Exactly. So that's all, you know what I mean? Because I love all type of music. I love all the dab music. And the, you know, the flex and all. I dance like that in the club all the time. I have fun. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but you do have people who still want to hear, you know what I mean, that other sound again,
right,
you know
right.
what I mean, that sound, that low sound again, that people want that still. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I am. That's my style.
Well, I gotta salute you, because you sound New York, you know what I'm saying? You
hell
opted
yeah.
into your shit.
That's where
and
I'm
I
from.
Love it. And I love
that's
it.
You know what I mean? That's, like, that's how I was brought up.
A lot of artists don't do that, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They go with the new wave. And
yeah,
there's
they
nothing
go with the
wrong
new
with
wave.
That if you want to do that
right.
style. That's your thing. But I always think every artist has a responsibility to
right.
have that sound of where they're from. Even if you just have to have some kind of stamp. Because
right.
that's going to push that next legacy
exactly.
to the next generation.
Exactly. And then I feel like now we with the venues and everything in New York City can broaden now.
Yeah.
We can bring, you know, artists together and open up a venue
right.
and sell out a venue
man,
with each other
on,
now.
That you know that man? Part, homie, for real. Like
word
that's
up.
The thing. I think the economic standpoint needs to kind of increase on that end too. And
right.
if artists get on that shit instead of saying, you know what, damn, why aren't we getting booked for man? Start your own promotions company.
Right, exactly.
Start going shows. Get a venue. Do
right.
whatever. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. As far as music, man, what you got coming up? Anything that you're working on right now, or are you still kind of riding this way with the music? Are you recording? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm definitely recording. I'm in the you know process of recording now. Trying to distinguish if I want to drop an EP.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to drop a mixtape. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm in the works of that. But now that I'm in the, you know, in back in the studio vibes, like whenever I get a chance to, because I've been crazy booked.
Yeah.
You understand?
So,
so basically right now, I ain't going to lie, I'm focused on the music always. Don't get me wrong. And I'm definitely going to give them a project,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, before the year is out. But I'm focusing on the tour too.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Touring and just basically, you know, spreading the word
yeah.
that, you know, Young and May is here. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people know, but when you like physically in front of people
yeah.
and you giving them you, I feel like that's different.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Than just seeing me on the internet and all that. Like, you could really change people. Like, you could really make somebody be like, oh, nah, I'm coming to all her shows. Cause that's
yeah.
where the money at.
Yep.
You gotta make your shows lit because
yeah.
that's where the money at. You could be on the internet all day.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But that money is at them shows. Shows,
yeah.
man. So basically, you know, I'm just trying to touch these souls out here, man.
Merchandise, all that too.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, we got all that coming. Merch
website.
Coming.
Yeah,
website. My website is youngmamusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
So all that'll be on the website or whatever. And then we'll have the Red Life Gear website where you have Red Life merch or whatever the case. So
gotcha.
Yeah, we're in the process of that like today.
ASAP.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I'm very impressed by you.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Thank you.
Like real shit. Like you got me. You know
Thank
what I'm
you.
Saying? Just getting to know the person behind the pistols and the. Nah.
Yeah, I'm a businesswoman
nah,
now, man.
I'm fucking with you, but not for real. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to have a conversation with
people. He was so serious.
Yeah,
he was like behind the
yeah.
pistols.
Everything
you can't
else.
Do that, man, because
yeah,
they
right.
already
no,
watching
no, I'm
me.
Joking.
In New York.
Allegedly. I'm retarded. Let's look on the camera. Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah,
allegedly. So,
get that up out of there, man.
Real quick, though.
Like, no.
What's one thing that you haven't touched on in your music that you feel like on the next EP, the next single, whatever, that you feel like now? Because I feel like you're very open with everything. You know what
right.
I'm saying? What is it now that you have to, not have to speak on, but that what do you have to say next?
See, that's one thing about me. That's the good thing I can say, is because I speak off my experiences, and I speak off whatever I'm going through. So I go off my emotions or my feelings or whatever the case. Yeah. You know what I mean? Your life don't stop.
True.
Unless you, you know, die or whatever. Right, but I'm saying, like, something happens all the time, whether it's good or it's bad.
Yeah.
Whether you see it, it's something going on where you can speak about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So one thing I can say about me, I don't talk about the Porsches and the Ferraris and the big houses yet, because I don't have that yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about what I have. Like, I don't care about talking about my Hyundai.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, still on the block or whatever the case. So if I do get that Benz, now I can talk about that Benz.
Yeah.
Because I never talked about it before.
Gotcha.
So now I can say...
It's a journey.
Yeah, it's a journey. It's an experience. So I just want people to not feel like... Like, I'm not fake. Like, nothing about me is fake. This is all realistic. I don't care about saying I don't have a Benz or nothing like that. Right. I don't care about that, because you know how many people don't have a Benz and can relate?
Me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I need that base. I need that fan base. I need them people. I need that audience to hear me.
It's the majority anyway.
It's the majority. Yeah. It's the people that's actually buying.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's supporting. So basically, like what you said, like, what could you talk about next? It'll be, you know, whatever comes next for me.
Yeah. Now, okay, what is the biggest misconception about Young M.A. that you've either seen on social media or heard the blog, whatever? What's the biggest misconception that you feel?
Being in a gang.
Red Life is not a gang affiliated.
Red Life is not a gang.
I just know them. You understand? Like, gotcha. We all know some. You know gang members.
Hell yeah, I know a lot.
You know gang members.
Absolutely.
Even though he was an OG.
Yeah.
He was a, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, come on, we all had a past. But just because I'm around it don't mean we just out here blooding all day. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I know, you know, people going to assume because it's Red Life.
Yeah.
Even though they must know their history.
I definitely assumed.
You assume Red Life was blood?
Yeah. Well, I knew it was, when I looked at the way it was spelled and what it was, I'm thinking, oh, it's a clique or a label, some of that nature, because of the music.
Right.
If there was no music, then I would automatically go to that.
You would go to blood?
Yeah.
Why? I think most people would assume that.
That's just a common...
If a group of white boys had a clique named Red Life, you would assume they blood?
In this new era, hell yeah.
They dress like, you know, preppy, like business suits and all that?
And they said Red Life? I would ask questions. But it's like I said,
but you assume they bloods, or you assume what?
I would assume there was some sort of organized crime, or something. You know, white people.
But like, you gotta think of it.
White people be organized. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you know what I mean? Come on, like, if you see a group of businessmen and they had Red Life on their suitcases or something, you wouldn't question it. You just look at it like,
I would want to have a conversation. I always want to have a conversation, though. I talk to atheists, skinheads, Aryan Nation, Aryan Brotherhoods. I talk to all kinds. I want to have a conversation. So I know what it is.
You probably wouldn't even read it as Red Life. You'll probably read it like Red Life.
Relief.
These guys with the Red
Leaf. You know what I mean? Relief. You know what I mean?
It's
something like that.
Yeah.
So that's how you got to look at it, man. It's all stereotyping, man. It's all assuming.
It's for sure stereotyping.
Exactly. So, you know, that's all. But Red Life is not a gang, so that's my biggest, you know, misconception is, you know, I'm a blood. Yeah. I don't like Crips. I'm against Crips. I'm a Crip killer. All this crazy, stupid shit.
Nah,
meanwhile,
see, I didn't go that far.
Right, but no, this is what I see on my social media.
Really?
Like, they be like, oh, why you have one blue? You're supposed to be a red. And then I see Crips under my thing, like, it's Crip for life. And
get out of here.
I just be like, yeah.
Are
this
you
is
serious?
What they, yes, man. I
all
see
right,
this all the time.
Let's put it out there. Young and May fuck with everybody.
Yeah,
like, come on, man. My brother on my father's side is a Crip. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. What the hell am I? Yo, it's crazy. But that's how it be. You know
wild.
What I mean?
See, I didn't know. I didn't know it went that.
But
deep.
Even that. Come on. Nowadays, Bloods and Crips is like.
Hell yeah.
That's way
come
different.
On, man.
That's
but these be the young kids not knowing what they talking about. They don't know the history on it. So
absolutely.
I just let them be. You know. But I just want people to know that is my biggest misconception. I'm not Blood. I'm Red Life. Red Life is a movement. It's a music movement. It's a spiritual movement. Red is R-E-D, which is repent every day, and life is the lifestyle. And we believe in God. Red is for the blood of Jesus. It's spiritual, man. It don't got nothing to do with clapping, nothing.
Jesus was gang banging too.
But if we was talking about something else,
right.
But I ain't gonna speak on that.
Exactly.
But Red Life, let's make that clear. Red Life is the label.
That's
There's no gang, no violence, nothing.
I'm glad you
along
put that out
that.
There.
Yeah.
I'm glad you let me know that.
Shout out to Pain Gang though.
Now,
Shout out to the pain.
And on that note,
yeah, last thing before we let you go, the year can't end without Young M.A. doing what?
Well, she said the tour and the mix, well, dropping something. Whether it's
I'm talking about something else.
Okay, so outside.
Like an experience, a fun experience, a travel.
Oh, okay. The year can't end, let me see, without Young M.A. having a threesome.
Woo!
I never had a threesome.
Never? You never had a threesome?
Because girls don't seem like they want to have the threesome.
Oh, we're going
to
get you a threesome in L.A.
It's come like on, they just want me to theyself. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Share,
can't, huh? Yeah, exactly.
They don't want
to
share, Young M.A.
I think that'll be... It got to be two girls I'm attracted to. That like, it can't just be the one girl I'm attracted to then this random-ass girl. Like,
nah. All right, so what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Young M.A. Music.
All right, so hit that Twitter right now.
No, hit my Instagram. I'll be on Instagram.
Okay, so Instagram. What's Instagram?
Henny and Hoes.
Say it again.
Henny.
Oh, Henny and Hoes.
Yeah, Henny N, like the letter N, yeah. Hoes.
All right, Henny and Hoes.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit up Young M.A. to get that threesome popping out here on the
see,
West
you
Coast.
You can't do it like that. I don't want no random.
No, it ain't going to be random.
DMs.
But you got 300,000 followers. I'm pretty sure you can find one of them.
Yeah, I got to meet you face to face because there's a lot of catfish out there. Come on, man.
Club,
that's what you right. do. You pull them, you say, hey, I'm here tonight in LA, or I'm here wherever, you know what I'm saying? The next spot is, you know what I'm saying? They'll right, find right. you and meet you in person.
Come on, man. I'm the new ladies woman, man. All the ladies
the
love
new
me.
New ladies woman.
Tell you, my manager knows. Man.
I'm not gonna lie, you had a line. I'm riding with my wife, right? And she has a line like, I'll take your wife. I had to look like, hey, come on now. Hold up, man.
Oh, yeah, you probably like, talk about.
I forgot the name
most of the songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say, most of the songs, I'm right. saying that.
You look at your wife, bro, I'm like, hey, you better sit there and shut the fuck.
Sit your ass down, all right? Young M.A., appreciate you coming on through. Welcome to the West Coast. Welcome to Homegrown Radio.
Thank
much
you,
love.
Man. I appreciate
one.
Y'all.
Absolutely.
Good looking.
All right, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, Homegrown Radio, right here on the all new Real 92.3.
It's checkout time. Check out the